Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Al Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. We began our live broadcast here from the North Pole about 24 hours ago, and we now stand at this hour, some 4 hours into Santa's flight, with deliveries now happening deep into Sector 1. Meanwhile, it's primetime Christmas Eve in Sector 2, and we go now to our lead reporter there, Elf Rusty Bells, for an update. Rusty, what's happening in Sector 2?
Merry Christmas, Frank. You are correct that things are hopping in a Christmas way here in Sector 2. We have reports coming from tracker elves all over Asia and the Middle East at this hour, as the world here prepares for Santa. Joining me from Singapore with this live report is Elf Barbie Frost. What's up there, Barb?
Hi, Rusty. We're having a little trouble here with our last-minute letters to Santa. We need to get them in right away, but the stamps won't stick to the envelopes. We keep linking them, but it doesn't work.
Barb? Nobody leaks stamps anymore. They're self-stick these days.
They do? No wonder they taste funny.
Let's check in with Elf Hugo at the North Pole Post Office to update us on the flow of mail from there. Hugo, are you hearing much from Sector 2?
Hello, Rusty. Yeah, we noticed the rush of stampless letters coming from Sector 2 just the past few hours. We're willing to overlook the lack of postage. It is Christmas, after all, and these letters all appear to be for Santa, so we're gonna let it slide.
Thank you, Hugo. A Merry Christmas is shaping up for Sector 2 just fine, Frank.
And that's the latest from Sector 2, where the final preparations for Santa's arrival are underway. From the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.